Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
If you are like me, I get very, very, very nervous before a fast because I'm a terrible faster. So already I have reduced my caffeine. I've had my last cup this morning and hopefully we'll manage that. I've gone down from 4 or 5 cups a day down to 1 this morning, and that is my last one. Yesterday was also 1 cup, so hopefully it won't be so bad. But it's not easy. Some of us struggle, some people don't. Those are irritating people. Then yeah, we could have fasted another 3 days. Shut up. You know, some of us are crawling home after an illa because it is so difficult. Joining us is a Professor Celine Bernstein. She's a nutritionist, dietitian, to help us prep smartly for Yom Kippur. What do we eat, drink, and avoid? A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. What are the 2 or 3 biggest factors then if we have an easier or a more miserable fast?
Okay. Well, I'm very proud of you, Howard, of reducing your coffee intake because, please God, you shouldn't have these terrible withdrawals. Get irritable and headache. You won't have it.
I've been irritable for days. but that's a different story.
Cut down.
Right.
Okay. So the most important thing is the right choices beforehand definitely help avoid unnecessary discomfort, dehydration, headaches, or even stomach upset. So what should you do before starting the fast? Prioritize a balanced meal. What is that? Eat lean protein the size of your palm. Do not overdo on protein. However, you can overdo on fats. I'll explain. Mm-hmm. But adding to that meal is cooked vegetables, a small portion of whole grains. Don't cut out the carbohydrates, but eat complex carbohydrates, brown rice, sweet potatoes. And of course, now you add your good fats, such as olive oil or avocado, even all that to the same meal.
Right.
You can add nut butters, macadamia, almond, or even tahini on the side and dip your veggies into it. The more fat you eat, the less hungry you will be the next day.
Mm.
Now, let me explain why. So adding healthy fats, concentrated, provides a concentrated, sustained source of energy, helping your body transition to fat-burning mode more quickly and smoothly. And these fats promote satiety. So you don't have to fear, you're not going to be hungry.
Mm.
Potentially reducing hunger during the fast and support essential body functions like nutrient absorption, hormone production, and cell membrane health, which are all vital for your body to function correctly. And please do not overdo the protein, because consuming excessive protein can suppress autophagy, which is a cellular cleaning process that is a key benefit of fasting. I told you the size of your palm.
Mm.
Fatty fish like salmon is excellent because it also contains fats as well as protein.
Right.
So a balanced intake of protein, healthy fats, complex carbohydrates in your final meal before a fast, which provides sustained energy.
What about hydration during the day before?
Good question. You've got to avoid salty, spicy, or overly processed foods. They increase thirst. So during today, tomorrow, hydrate well, more than you're doing. Drink water. Put a little bit of Himalayan salt into your water. That helps with electrolytes, herbal teas. Drink that throughout the day, but definitely avoid fizzy or sugary drinks. Think of all this as fueling the body wisely before the long fast.
Mm-hmm. Somebody mentioned that it's good to have a banana as well the day before, sometime during the day before the fast. Is that helpful?
Well, banana contains potassium, but don't overdo the bananas, and definitely don't eat banana or any fruit alone, because you need to balance with the carbohydrates and the protein.
Right. So what would you say? So you'd eat, if you're having a banana, what would you pair with that?
I would pair with that a nut butter or a handful of nuts.
Right.
It really satisfies the hunger. You find you will not be hungry later if you add the banana with the nuts, with the protein.
Right, right.
Let's you can even have yogurt with the banana.
Right. In terms of breaking the fast, I think that something I've learned over the years is, although we might love the bulkas and the babkas and all of that, it really doesn't make me feel well. I need something that's going to increase my blood sugar slower in order to feel better. Otherwise, I feel nauseous, I feel get sweaty, I don't feel well. What do you recommend for breaking the fast?
Well, that's a wonderful question. You dare not drive straight into heavy foods. What that will do, it will overwhelm digestion and definitely cause discomforts. So I feel the best foods to break the fast could be bone broth, contains an abundance of electrolytes, which help reduce the ones that were lost during fasting.
Yeah, but you know, no one's eating bone broth after the fast, Celine. I mean, I'm not dreaming about bone broth during the illa. Give me something.
Okay.
Give me something I can think about.
Okay, what about watermelon? It's in
that's not bad.
Now.
Yes, that yeah, I could do.
Or you could even take papaya and dilute, make juice out of it,
right,
half water, and because then it contains the fiber. And if you want to break the fast with a banana, as
yes,
I said before, eat it with something that is rich in protein and
right,
healthy fats.
Right.
And don't forget about having even a bit of yogurt,
right,
a fermented food.
Yes.
What about a smoothie?
Right.
Before
yes,
big meal.
That's a great idea. And then how long should you wait? We're almost out of time, but I just wanted to say, if you, let's say, have a smoothie or you have a yogurt and a banana when you break your fast, how long then should you give it before you actually eat a meal?
I would say about half an hour.
Right.
20 minutes to half an hour. Chew your food well.
Yes.
And even if you add an avo to the yogurt, that's a wonderful way of breaking the fast, and you won't feel like eating so much food afterwards.
Yeah, that's
so that's what
yes,
I've done, and that's what I've advocated to many of my clients, and they've fared very well. So I want to hear from you, please God, on Friday, how well
absolutely,
you
I will tell you that, and I really appreciate, as we all do, your advice, because it is sensible, it's logical, and let's hope that it gives us an easier day. Thank you very, very much for that. That was Celine, Professor Celine Bernstein, talking to us about the days ahead of Yom Kippur, as well as what to break your fast on.